Learn Persian with Chai and Conversation, Hafez's Badafshan, Part 5. Salam be hamigi, and welcome to part 5, our final section for the discussion of Hafez's poem that we are calling Badafshan. And in this section, we'll finally get to that word, Badafshan. So to begin, let's start the way we always do, and this time it's to listen to my Khalif Arnaz read the entire selection of the poem we'll be learning. Listen along carefully. You should be able to understand almost the entire thing.
مدامم مست می‌دارد نسیم جعد گیسویت خرابم می کند هر دم فریب چشم جادویت پس از چندین شکیبایی شبی یارب توان دیدن که شمع دیده افروزیم در محراب ابرویت تو گر خواهی که جاویدان جهان یک سر بیارایی صبا را گو که بردارد زمانی برق از رویت وگر رسم فنا خواهی که از عالم براندازی برفشان تا فرو ریزد هزاران جان سحر مویت.
All right, wonderful. So we have those last two phrases there that we haven't covered yet. So let's go over those now. First, let's listen to Farnaz recite them one more time.
وگر رسم فنا خواهی که از عالم براندازی برفشان تا فرو ریزد هزاران جان سحر مویت.
All right, so let's begin with that first sentence. وگر رسم فنا خواهی که از عالم براندازی. Let's begin with وگر رسم فنا. There are some words in there that should sound really familiar to you. و is of course the word for and. و. A lot of times in conversation, you'll hear this said as o. But it's spelled the same way, and just, again, the difference between preference and pronunciation. So in this poem, it's va. And then gar, we've had this word before in the poem. Again, it's a shortened version of agar, which means if. So gar. And then rasme fana. This is a really evocative imagery here. So rasm is the word for tradition or culture, rasm. And fana is the word for annihilation, basically, or throwing away. I know annihilation is kind of dramatic, but it is kind of dramatic. It's like wasting away, throwing away, destroying. So for example, if you want to say, you're throwing away your future, if someone is making bad decisions, you'd say, آینده‌تو فنا کردی. You threw away your future. So let's repeat that together. فنا. So رسم فنا would mean the tradition of annihilation, of nothingness. So Thadid in his translation called it mortality. And I think that's interesting too because it's basically the opposite of being. So it's like the tradition of non-existence. Rasme fana. All right, so vagar rasme fana khahi. So khahi means you want. Khahi. So this is a funny word because it's actually a shortened version of mi khahi, which is you want in the present tense. But when this word is spoken in conversational Persian, it actually becomes mi khai. So a far cry from khahi. But this is just one of those quirks of spoken versus poetic Persian. So, khahi. So, vagar rasme fana khahi is literally, and if the tradition of non-existence you want. Let's repeat it together. Vagar rasme fana khahi. And then, ke az alam barandazi. Ke, we've heard before, it means that. Ke. And then as means from. As. Alam means the world or the universe. Alam. And then barandazi. So barandochtan, the infinitive, means to throw away or do away with. So barandazi means you do away with. Barandazi. So altogether, ke az alam barandazi means to throw away from this world. So to get rid of. Okay, so we have a lot of being and not being and throwing away in this phrase. So let's go over the whole thing again. Vagar rasm fana khahi ke az alam barandazi. So, and if you want to do away with this tradition of nothingness from this universe. And again, Thaddeus' translation of this is, if you desire to remove mortality from this world. But in a way, I think fana is worse than the idea of death, which is what he's implying there. It's like nothingness. It's powerlessness. It's taking this life that you have and throwing it away. So if you want to do away with this nothingness in this world, basically. I also really like that we have this different word for world or that which surrounds us here. Before we had jahan, which I see as more of a literal word for world. Alam means more like existence, where we are today. So let's repeat this all piece by piece together. Vagar rasme fana khahi ke az alam barandazi. Great. And now the full thing, I'll read it very slowly and you say it along with me. Vagar rasme fana khahi ke az alam barandazi. Okay, great. And now let's listen to my Khale Farnaz recite this very last triumphant line.
Barafshan ta foru rizat hezaran jan sehar moyat.
All right, amazing. And we've been really building up to this last line with everything that's come before it. So let's begin with that first strong word, barafshan. So this is the word that Fadi chose to be the title of the poem when he turned it into a song. Remember, these poems don't have titles, so usually they're referred to by the first line or first few words. But in this case, Fadid is calling this poem Barafshan, which means to shake off, like in a triumphant way. Barafshan. And then Ta Furudizat. Ta is the word for so that or until. Ta. Barafshan ta. Shake off so that. Furudizat. Furudizat means for it to fall through. So like if you fall through a roof, as pushtibun furudikhtam. So again, furudizat. And then, hezaran jan. Hezaran means thousands. Hezaran. And that on is the way that you make words plural. So thousand is hezar. And then thousands is hezaran. All right, great. And jan is the word for soul. Jan. So hezaran jan means thousands of souls. Hezaran jan. And then zehar muyat. Ze is a different way of saying as, which means from. Ze. Har means every. Har. And muyat means your hair or your strand of hair. Muyat. So hezaran jan, zehar muyat, altogether means thousands of souls from each strand of hair. Let's repeat it together. Hezaran jan, zehar muyat. Okay, so barafshan, meaning in this context to shake loose, the veil is off, the hair is free, and then tafururizat, hezaran jan, zehar muyat, so that it falls. Thousands of lives from each strand of hair. So again, going back to Fadid's more interpretive translation, that's simply rise and break free, shake and scatter your head around, birthing a thousand lives per strand of hair. So in this case, We are saying, what is the opposite of this nothingness, of annihilation, of ceasing to exist, of rasme fana? So the way the world is currently, the opposite of barafshan and jan, life, movement. So that's it. That's all the vocabulary and phrases in this poem. There are so many things here to analyze and think about and discover. And like we said in the introductory lesson, there are so many parallels in this poem with what's going on in the world today. The rasme fana seems to be alive and well, and people are struggling to be free and to birth a thousand lives. I can see this line as a rallying call for the woman life freedom movement. Think about all the images that you saw of women letting their hair loose, cutting their hair, and really taking this idea of barafshan to shake off, to shake loose. I think that it's a really powerful image with what's been going on the past couple of years. So I'll leave the further analysis up to you. I'm looking forward to hearing your thoughts and on seeing your videos reciting the poem as well. So one last time, let's listen to my Khole Farnaz recite the entire poem. This time you should be able to understand all the words and phrases you'll hear. Here we go.
مدامم مست می دارد نسیم جعد گیسویت خرابم می کند هر دم فریب چشم جادویت پس از چندین شکیبایی شبی یارب توان دیدن که شمع دیده افروزیم در محراب ابرویت تو گر خواهی که جاویدان جهان یک سر بیارایی سبا را گو که بردارد زمانی برقه از رویت وگر رسم فنا خواهی که از عالم براندازی برفشان تا فرو ریزد هزاران جان سهر مویت.
Beautiful. And that's another Hafez poem for the books. Thank you all for listening, for joining on this wild ride. And until next time, Khuda Hafez from Layla.